All right, Jabal said, good morning. Let's begin. So actually, we're beginning the new Perek today. Very exciting. Perek Sheni. It's actually really, really, really beautiful chapter. Reishis Histalgus HaTalmid. So literally, again, the beginning of the self-actualization of the student. So says the Rebbe. As da'agascha imcha anu do'agim. So it's actually so beautiful. The Rebbe says to the student, to the Talmud, to us, you know, I worry together with you. Your worries are my worries. Ve'es ma'sa'acha agadol mimcha. Imcha anu l'masa. The weight that you feel that you carry on your shoulders, we carry it along with you. Ve'zeh tachlis devarinu b'kuntro zeh. Ve'ah im'ach tishma v'tirzeh. Issues kidola tala mimcha. And the Rebbe says to the Talmud, and if you're willing to listen and you're willing to learn, so greatness could come from you. Ma'ayonos toraskha yafutsu, the wellsprings of your Torah will sprout forth. Va'archa yamin usmo yifrots, and your light, your personal light, will shine forth on the right and on the left. Asher lo shi'arta ata va'osecha, a light so great, a light so bright, like you and your forefathers have never seen. So we'll say again, what's beautiful about this is, the Rebbe gives, you can see, so much chizuk to the student, saying it's difficult to self-actualize, it's difficult to bring out your potential, but you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it by yourself. The Rebbe says, feel that this sefer is like the embrace of the community. The community rallying around you, the community holding you up, the community still telling you that you can do it. I'd say Bachar Yisrael, this is actually a very profound idea. Don't become sad or depressed. And do not become sad or depressed because of the great responsibility that you have. See, Rabbi said, sometimes when a person feels like they have a lot that they have to accomplish, a great responsibility which sits on their shoulders, sometimes it engenders a feeling of sadness. Why? Because a person feels overwhelmed. And when you feel overwhelmed, they feel like, you know what, there's so much to do, I'm never going to accomplish it. So that creates inside a feeling of sadness. So the Rebbe says, whatever you do when you feel overwhelmed, never feel sad. Never stay from Atzvos. Why? Ki Atzvos mida rahi. Because Atzvos, sadness, depression, is a very bad mida. Umekalkeles es hamoach ve'esaleir. We'll say it's very profound. And what does Atzvos do? What does sadness do? Sadness messes with the mind and with the heart. It's mekalkel, it ruins it. Af nivya lideh hisrashus. Because I will say, generally, Atzvos only yields one thing, which is hisrashus. I will say, hisrashus means almost like a sense of despair, like yeush, giving up. Giving up. After enough time of feeling despondent and sad, you just simply give up. Raka sezos. So says, so what should I do? What should I do when I feel overwhelmed by the responsibilities which sit on my shoulder? I feel overwhelmed by the realization that in order for me to self-actualize, there is so much I have to do. So what should I do? I don't want to be sad. I don't want to feel overwhelmed. But I do. So how do I avoid that sadness? It was actually amazing. Raka sezos. This is what you should do. When you go ahead and you get up in the morning, first thing when you wake up in the morning, says the Rebbe, think about all the things that we've spoken about until this time. So I say pretty much up until this point in time, what we've been focusing on is the notion of potential. So go ahead and understand and appreciate the nature of your potential. Minachrayus hagedola asher alecha v'tidag, aval rak daago v'lo atzos. So we'll say, this is amazing. So the Rebbe says, what should be your emotional reaction when you go ahead and you think about the great responsibility of self-actualization which sits on your shoulders? He says you should have daigo. We'll say, what does daigo mean? Worry. Now, understand, you say to yourself, worry. I thought worry is not so good either. He said, you should worry, but don't be sad. Now, what does that mean? Daigav lo atzvos is actually amazing. Ha'atzvos, show Rebbe mi she'ibed es kol hono l'mashal. Misya yeshuvais atzvos. Well, he says, for example, when does a person become sad? So he gives an example. We'll say, what's an example? Of, let's say, where a person had a great amount of treasure, and then I had treasure, I lost it. I lost it. So I'm sad. That engenders sadness. They both say, now sadness, sa'atzvus, ultimately, again, often is the predecessor, the precursor for yeyosh. In other words, I've had the treasure, I lost the treasure, the possibility of me regaining the treasure is quite slight, and therefore, again, I'm sad. I'm sad about that. V'hadaigo, what's daigo, what's worry? V'misho desha makom hazeh amok ba'adama otzer nimtza doig al avodoso harbe lachpar kolkach ba'adama. Supposed to say, but listen to this. On the other hand, let's say someone tells me that there's buried treasure on my front yard. There's buried treasure. There's only one problem, which is it's 200 feet down. 200 feet down. Supposed to say, so what's my reaction to finding out that there's buried treasure on my front yard, 200 feet down? What's my reaction? So of course, there's an excitement, but there's a daiga. There's a concern. What's the concern about? How am I going to dig 200 feet down? There's the water lines, there's the gas lines, there's all this stuff. So we'll say, see the difference between daiga and atzvos? Atzvos, sadness, is almost like the emotional reaction to something which is lost and cannot be regained. And therefore, atzvos, sadness, creates a certain sense of yeyosh, a certain sense of sadness or despair, giving up. Daiga, worry, says, I have a lot on my plate. I have a lot to do. But if I get it together and I get the job done, the result is going to be absolutely amazing. There's buried treasure 200 feet down. I have no idea how I'm going to get 200 feet down. I have enough problems getting the snow off my driveway, right? But somehow I'm going to go ahead and get 200 feet down. I have no idea I'm going to do it. And I don't know how much it's going to cost me to do it. And I don't know how much time. But here's what I know. What do I know? There's buried treasure there. And if I figure out a way to get to it, ultimately, again, life is going to be incredible. But say, so that's daiga. I'm concerned, I'm preoccupied with ultimately, again, how to make this happen. And I know that I can make it happen. I just have to figure out the process. But say, this, by the way, is an incredible and overwhelming distinction between atzvos and daiga. Never allow yourself to fall into the clutches of atzvos. But Rav said daiga ultimately means that what? I'm thinking, and I know what I have to do, and I'm actively trying to figure out how to do it. He goes on, Aval b'mida, shetishab b'bo daiga b'mida zu, yischazek v'yisamit yosef b'avoda. Rav said, when it comes to daiga, the more I worry, the better the reality is that I'm getting closer to a solution. Yismach v'yavod ashiyimtze es otzro. And we'll say that person will go ahead and rejoice and will work until he finds his buried treasure. So we'll say this, by the way, is gold. And I do want to point out that, again, many would disagree with the Piagetzna. And they would say with the Piagetzna, no, for a believing Jew, for a Jew as Emuna, daiga, worry has no place at all. So the Rebbe disagrees with that. The Rebbe says, no, daiga, worry, is a very important midah. Because they will say, a Jew always has to worry, right? How am I going to actualize my potential? How am I going to go ahead and live up to my abilities? How will I self-actualize? But I will say, but understand, daiga, see, we often translate daiga as worry. Worrying by itself is never meaningful. Worry is only meaningful when it's the call to arms to action. When I worry and I say, you know what, how am I going to self-actualize? How am I going to find the buried treasure? Right? And then I say, okay, how am I going to find the buried treasure? Tachlis. Let's problem solve. So we'll say, daiga is meaningful when it initiates a process of problem solving. The treasure is 200 feet down. How do I get there? That's where daiga. The kind of daiga that's counterproductive, Rabbi Osei, is when people walk around and they're just worrying. So you could worry about anything and everything, and you could worry indefinitely about anything and everything. But if sometimes for certain people, worrying paralyzes them. When worrying leads to paralysis, Rabbi Osei, that's more like atzvos. When worry leads to action, to real defined action, then ultimately, again, that's powerful daigo. We'll say one more piece. Page Lamed Gimel, the last paragraph. Tachshuv min godl ha'achrayas asher alecha v'tidag. So we'll say a person has to think about the great responsibility for self-actualization which sits on their shoulders, and you should have daigo. You should worry about how are you going to find your potential. How are you going to self-actualize? This is amazing. So I'll say, what's the first thing? What's the first thing that a Jew should start their day with? Well, the Piaget's deposits, daiga, right? Well, from the moment you open your eyes in the morning, I should be worried. Doesn't sound like a very healthy thing, but you'll see. Well, so you'll see how he channels in the right way. I should be worried that today is another day. And what do I want to do today? Big adol, I want to self-actualize. I want to discover my potential. There's buried treasure 200 feet down in my soul. And I'm worried. What am I worried about? How am I going to unearth the treasure? That's the daiga. The moment I open my eyes, that's the daiga. But if you think about it, it's a beautiful daiga. It's a beautiful worry. The worry that says, if somebody told you that you have buried treasure 200 feet down on your front lawn, and of course, again, you're going to get into it. How am I going to get there? But then you take a step back and you say to yourself, wow, what is chus to panic, right, to worry over buried treasure? So the Piaget says that's how you have to start every single day. There is the buried treasure 200 feet down in the front lawn of my soul. How am I going to get it? And with that daigo is how you should begin Birchas HaTorah. Ume'omek libo, libcha, but since now we're getting into Tachlis. Ume'omek libcha tispar la'Hashem, harevna es Hashem Elokeinu, es divrei sorascha befino v'chule. Therefore the Rebbe says, you go ahead and you start Birchas HaTorah. Specifically again with v'harevna. V'harevna, I will say, means what? Please make Torah pleasing and sweet to us. That's the first thing a person starts out with in the morning, says the Rebbe. V'harev na Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sorascha befinu. Ki be'emes areva umesuki hi torascha. Hoshieni shegam ani argish es noam misikhas. So we'll say, this is actually incredible. So this will have to stop for today. But the Rebbe says as follows. See, Rebbe say, the problem we often encounter in the world is that in life, is that we know the results we want, but the effort often is very unpleasant. So we'll say, on a very simplistic level, so the path to self-actualization, we'll say, comes through what? Comes through Torah. I know it. I know it. I know that the way to self-actualize, I know that the way to find buried treasure, I know that the way to ultimately discover my kochos is through Torah, through learning Torah, through living Torah, all the different things. The problem is what? I know the work that has to be done. The challenge is that sometimes the work is just very unpleasant. The work is just very unpleasant. The avoda is pleasant. Self-actualization, avosai, is not always a pleasant process. So what's the first thing we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in the morning? The first thing we ask is v'harevna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the process of self-actualization pleasant. See, I have daiga because of all of the avoda. But if the avoda is pleasant, then maybe my daiga goes away. Allow me to help me make the digging pleasant. Help me make the avoda pleasant. We'll have to stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with this v'harevna idea in Meretz Hashem first thing tomorrow.